For CRI, I'm Mark Kavigli. Local officials from northeast China's Heilongjiang province say the Heilong River, bordering China and Russia, is currently seeing the worst flooding in over a century. Several observatories have reported record-high water levels, some of which are even 1 meter higher than previous records. Over 100 people have been killed, with millions affected across China as a result of the recent floods. Former leading party official Bo Xilai is due back in court again later on this Monday to continue his trial for allegedly taking bribes, embezzlement, and abuse of power. Sunday's hearing was centered on the testimony given by Bo's subordinate, former vice mayor and police chief of Chongqing, Wang Lijun, over the charge of Bo's power abuse. Bo Xilai is accused of obstructing a criminal investigation into the murder charges his wife faced when he served as party chief in Chongqing. Bo has admitted he made mistakes in handling the case involving Wang Lijun and his wife Bogu Kailai. However, he insists it did not constitute abuse of power and says his wife and another man surnamed Wu should take full responsibility. China's oceanic authorities say the radioactive pollutants leaking from Japan's crippled Fukushima nuclear plant have not yet threatened waters near China. However, the State Oceanic Administration says the polluted areas near Japan have expanded. The oceanic authorities say they will continue to monitor the Western Pacific Ocean. The UN chemical investigation team in Syria will start on-site fact-finding activities on Monday in the Ghouta area. The Syrian government has agreed to provide the necessary cooperation for on-site probes of the recent alleged chemical attack in the Ghouta area. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging all relevant parties to equally share the responsibility of cooperating in urgently generating a safe environment for the mission. The Syrian opposition claims 1,300 people were killed in a government chemical attack on militant strongholds in the Damascus suburbs. Syria's Information Minister Omran Zoabi has denied the allegations. U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel said on Sunday that the United States would continue intelligence assessments before making a decision on potential military intervention in Syria. An Egyptian court has adjourned the trial of ex-president Hosni Mubarak until next month, after the month-long state of emergency ends. The decision to adjourn comes in light of the large number of documents involved in the case. Mubarak attended a trial on Sunday on charges of inciting violence and murdering protesters. The former president was ordered under house arrest after being released from the last case of corruption last week. At least 45 are dead and 100 others injured after several bomb blasts hit the Iraqi capital Baghdad and surrounding areas. The Islamic holy month of Ramadan, which ended in early August, has become one of the deadliest months in the country for years, with some 670 people killed. Sectarian attacks have killed some 4,000 people in Iraq so far this year. The continuing violence is raising fears of a return to the peak of the conflict in 2006 and 2007. China's securities regulator pledges to intensify punishments or severe stock market violations amid rising offenses. China's Securities Regulatory Commission is set to enhance preemptive oversight, streamline administrative procedures, and rely on laws to regulate the capital market. Meanwhile, a CSRC will also enhance crackdown on false information disclosure, listing fraud, and illegal activities by brokerages. The Shanghai Stock Exchange has defended its handling of the Everbright glitch. The stock exchange is saying its reaction to the incident on August 16th was in accordance with regulations and precedents. Erroneous trading by Everbright Securities on the 16th caused a 5.96% spike in the benchmark Shanghai Composite Index in just 3 minutes. The U.S. National Zoo's panda team says a newly born cub is healthy and robust. The team conducted the first physical examination after the cub was born Friday afternoon. The newly born baby panda reportedly weighs 137 grams. Further tests and analysis will also be conducted to identify the cub's sex or its paternity in 2 or 3 weeks. The cub was born to female giant panda Mei Xiang, who also gave birth to a second but stillborn cub late Saturday. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Kavigli.